ജയമംഗൽ ഫിൽസയുടെ മുഖാര മന്ത്ര ആൻഡ് ആരോഷ് ഫിൽസ ചിത്താരി മംഗൾ പാട്ട്. ഓക്കെ സ്റ്റാർട്ട്.
ഹന്താരം നമോ ശ്രദ്ധാരം നമോ ആര്യാരം നമോ ഉപജായനം നമോ ലോയ സവ സാഹുണം ഏഷോ പഞ്ച നമോകാരോ സവ പാപ പനാശനോ മംഗളാരം ച സവേശി പരമം ഹവൈ മംഗളം.
ചത്താരി മംഗളം, അർഹന്ത മംഗളം, സിദ്ധ മംഗളം, സാഹു മംഗളം, കേവലി പരോത്തമ മംഗളം. ചത്താരി ലോകോത്തമ, അർഹന്ത ലോകോത്തമ, സിദ്ധ ലോകോത്തമ, സാഹു ലോകോത്തമ, കേവലി പനതമോ ലോകത്തമ. ചത്താരി ശരണ പവിജാമി, അർഹന്ത ശരണ പവിജാമി, സിദ്ധ ശരണ പവിജാമി, സാഹു ശരണ പവിജാമി, കേവലി പനതം ധമ്മം ശരണ പവിജാമി.
ഓക്കെ എക്സലന്റ്. ഓക്കെ ഫസ്റ്റ് ക്വിസ്, ഹു വിൽ ടെൽ മീ ദ നെയിംസ് ഓഫ് ഫൈവ് പെർമേസ്റ്റീസ്? ജർമൻ നെയിം ഓഫ് ഫൈവ് പെർമേസ്റ്റീസ്.
അരിഹന്ത, സിദ്ധ, ആചാര്യ, സാധു ആൻഡ് ഉപാധ്യ.
So what is the correct sequence?
Siddha Acharya, I mean Siddha Arihanta, Arihanta Siddha Acharya Upadhyay Sadhu.
Okay, Arihanta Parameshthi, Siddha Parameshthi, Acharya Parameshthi, Upadhyaya Parameshthi and Sadhu Parameshthi. Very good. Okay, who will tell me the names of five sins? Arjun.
Five sins, right?
Sins. Five sins, yeah.
Violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, and accumulations.
Excellent, very good. So we have hinsa, that is violence, jhoot, that is falsehood, chori, that is theft, wrong intentions means kushi, and parigraha, that is accumulation. Okay. Diya, what are the four passions? Diya? Hello, Diya, are you there? Yes, which are the four passions?
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh.
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh. Very good. So, in English, what do we say? Arush, in English, four passions. No, Arush.
Anger,
Arush.
Pride,
yeah.
Greediness.
Excellent, very good. Okay. Anything else? What else can you think which is four? I mean, what other thing has four types? Anybody of you? Like, see, we have five parameshtis, five sins. So, two things. Now, in four, we have four passions. What else? Krodh, man, maya, lobh, that is anger, then greed, then fraud, and then pride. So which other thing is four? Anyone of you? If you know, anyone, you can try. I haven't told you yet. If you know something which is four,
Mangal.
Four mangals. Excellent. Very good. What are the four mangals?
Siddha mangalam, sadhu, sahu mangalam, kevli panato dhammo mangalam.
So what is kevli panato dhammo mangalam? What do we mean by kevli panato dhammo mangalam? Natasha.
Sir,
What do we mean by Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam, Natasha?
Hi, sorry, could you repeat the question?
The question is, what do we mean by Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam, which is the name of fourth Mangal?
Well, Mangal is something that gives us happiness.
Yeah, very good. So there are four types of Mangal. Arhant Parameshthis Mangal, Siddh Parameshthis Mangal, Sadhu Parameshthis is Mangal. Then fourth thing, which other thing is Mangal?
Kevali Panatam.
Huh, so what is it? What do we mean by Kevali Panatam Dhammo Mangalam?
Well, Kevali is like the religion preached by the Arihanta, so it's the same thing.
Excellent, yeah. Religion preached by the Arihanta. So Kevali Dwara Praneet Dhamma. The religion which is Praneet, which is preached by the Arihanta. Excellent. So Kevali Panato Dhamma Mangalam means the religion preached by the Arihanta Parameshthi, which is not none other than the Jain religion. It is Jain religion. Whatever he said is known as Jain religion, okay? Fine. So there are four things as Mangal. So we have four Mangal, four Uttam and four Sharan, right? And four passions. Okay. What things, you know, any three things? This we did a long time back. Which things are three?
Three gurus.
Three what?
Guru.
Yeah, Natasha, three what?
Oh, no, I think it was
what?
Arjun who said it. Arjun was the one who
oh,
said
sorry.
It.
Oh, sorry. Arjun what? Three what, Arjun? Sorry.
Three gurus. Like, there's Devs and there's gurus. I said three
okay,
gurus.
Okay, three gurus. So which are the three gurus? Excellent.
Acharya Parameshthi, Upadhyaya Parameshthi, and Sadhu Parameshthi.
Excellent. Very good, very good. So three gurus. What other three? Any other thing that you can think of? We have learned this as well. One more thing is there which we learned as three.
Three lok.
Yeah, three lok. There are three worlds, right? We learned about three worlds. Anybody can tell me? Who will tell me the name? Arush?
Yeah, I know one.
Arush, you know? Okay, okay. Arush will tell us.
One is Manipura.
Yeah, Natasha knows, Diya knows. Wait, Natasha, wait, Natasha, okay? Yeah, Natasha knows, Diya knows. Who else knows? You just tell me. Arjun, do you know the names of three worlds?
I don't believe I remember. I'm sorry.
Okay. Jamin, do you remember?
I remember them in English.
Okay, yeah, Hindi will do. In Hindi, do you remember?
No.
Okay. Arush, do you remember?
No.
Okay. Tell us, Natasha.
I think one of the looks is Manushya Gati.
Okay, Manushya Gati. Diya, will you tell us the names?
Udhavlok, Madhyalok, and Patalok.
Urdhvalok, Madhyalok, and Adholok. We talked about upper world, the middle world, and the lower world, right? We saw that picture of Teen Lok, a man keeping his hands on his waist and standing and spreading his legs in the both directions, and you just don't see at his neck. The part below the neck is the shape of the lok. We saw it once. So the upper part is Urdhva lok, then Madhya lok, middle part, and the Adho lok is the lower part of the world. So the total world is divided into three parts. The Devas, Devgati, lives in the Urdhva lok. Manushya Gati, what Natasha said, they live in the Madhya lok, the middle world. And in the Adho Lok, पताल लोक और द लोअर वर्ल्ड लिव्स द नारकी द जीवाज ऑफ नरक गति. सो देर आर फोर गतिज नताशा, मनुष्य गति, त्रियंश गति, नरक गति एंड देव गति. ओके, सो मनुष्य गति फॉल्स अंडर गति नॉट अंडर लोक. ओके नताशा, सो हाउ मेनी वर्ल्ड्स आर देयर नाउ? हेलो हेलो दिया, कैन एनीबडी हियर मी?
या
हेलो, हाँ, सो हाउ मेनी वर्ल्ड आर देयर? Arjun?
Yeah. Isn't it three? Three worlds?
Yeah, which ones? Which ones?
There's the human level, then there's the...
No. Upper, middle, and lower. There are three parts. Upper, middle, and lower. Okay? So
okay.
Upper is known as Urdhva. Urdhva. Upper means Urdhva. Okay, the Urdhva, upper world, the middle is Madhya, and lower is Adho. Urdhva, Madhya, Adho. Okay, so we'll be learning it in the next slide itself. There is one more thing which is 5. We have read it. If anyone can think of, just try to think. There is one more thing which is left, which is 5. 5 Pamishtis, 5 sins. There is one more thing that we learned, which were 5. Anybody, just think quickly. You'll get it.
Paap.
Ho gaya, the 5 sins. 5 paap is done, 5 Pamishtis are done. One more thing which is 5. Anyone can think of it. Come on, quickly. Let's see who remembers. What are 5 that we learn?
Can you repeat it? What are the 5? What?
You have to tell us 5. What other things are 5? Like, there are 5 sins, there are 5 Parmeshtis, and there's one more thing which we learned, which is 5. Quickly. Wait. Okay, I'll give you the hint. Punch. Punch,
oh,
Pamishti, there is one more thing. Punch. Okay, Natasha got the hint.
Guessing, but is
what?
The name for the
Namukkal Punch Kalyanak. Punch Kalyanak. Yes, did we learn about Punch Kalyanak? Anybody remembers Punch Kalyanak?
Yes.
Okay, who will tell me the name? Jamin, will you tell us the names of 5 Kalyanaks?
I don't remember them.
Anyone, can you recall anyone of the names?
I do.
Jamin, can you, anyone of the names?
No.
Okay. Arush, can you recall any names of 5 Kalyanaks?
Yes. Garb, Jan.
Okay, remember. Okay. Garb, Jan, excellent. Okay, Arjun, which ones do you remember?
I remember Moksh Kalyanak.
Moksh Kalyanak, very good. And? Okay, so we have 3 now. Garbh, Janm, and Moksh. Natasha, which are left?
There's Garbh, Jal, Diksha, Gyan, and Moksh.
Excellent. Diya, which five Kalyanaks?
Garbha
Kalyana. Yes.
Kalyanak.
Natasha just said it very good, huh? Garbh Kalyanak, Jan Kalyanak, then Diya.
Diksha Kalyanak.
Diksha Kalyanak, very good.
Tap Kalyanak.
Oh, Diksha and Tap Kalyanak are the same things, okay? The other name of Diksha Kalyanak is Tap Kalyanak. So third is Tap Kalyanak or Diksha Kalyanak. Very good. Then?
Gyan Kalyanak.
Gyan Kalyanak. Very good.
Moksh Kalyanak.
Moksh Kalyanak. Very good. So Natasha and Dia, remember, okay? There are five Kalyanaks. Listen, everybody. See, when, first is when the Tirthankar, the Jeeva of Tirthankar comes into the womb of his mother. So it is known as Garbha Kalyanak. Okay? The second is when he takes birth. Janma Kalyanak. Garbha Kalyanak, Janma Kalyanak. During the Garbha Kalyanak, the Saudharma Indra and the Kuber. Okay, they do the rains of, you know, precious stones and the diamonds and everything, okay? For 15 months. So Garbha Kalyanak, then Janma Kalyanak when he takes birth, then Diksha Kalyanak when he becomes Sadhu Pameshti. Okay? Or we call it Tap Kalyanak because he goes for the tap. He goes for to do the tap by taking Diksha. And then when he attains Keval Gyan, that is omniscience, that is known as Gyan Kalyanak. He got Keval Gyan. And the fifth is Moksh Kalyanak when he becomes Siddha Pameshti. So when he becomes Arihanta, it's known as Gyan Kalyanak. When he becomes Siddha, means his, all the eight karmas are destroyed, he becomes the Moksh Kalyanak comes, okay? Clear? So there are five Kalyanaks, five Pameshtis, five sins. There are four Mangal, four Uttam, four Sharan, and what else? Four passions. Then there are three Gurus, and three lok, three worlds, okay? Fine. So now we'll come to the poem that we are doing, okay? How many paragraphs have you learned till now? I mean, who can tell me without seeing, who can sing the poem? How many lines you have learned? First paragraph, everybody learned, oh God, devoid of attachments, right?
Yes, yes.
Everybody, right? Anybody who did not learn the first paragraph? Could not remember it? Everybody, right?
Yeah.
Hello. Arush, Jamin?
Yeah.
Okay, second paragraph, maybe be kind to all souls. Second paragraph, how many of you remember? Natasha, do you?
No.
Maybe be kind of... Okay, Arush, you?
Very little.
Just speak yes or no. Say yes or no. Arush, you do? Second
no.
paragraph?
No.
Okay. Diya? Diya?
Yes, I
okay.
know.
Okay, Arjun?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, and Jaimin?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. So what we are going to do is, we have done till third of the stanza, right? So we'll sing it together from the first to third, okay? Okay, we'll sing it together and then we'll see if we can learn it, okay? Start. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, ever-being preacher, let a wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, soulful fear.
May we be
Be kind to all souls.
Very good. Okay. So, what is the definition of Bhagwan? Who will tell me the definition of Bhagwan? Who is Bhagwan? Arush.
Bhagwan?
We are doing Dev Stuti, right? Dev Stuti means the Stuti of Bhagwan, the prayer of Bhagwan, okay? So, who is a Bhagwan?
Bhagwan is Itaragi Sarvagya.
Very good. Excellent, very good. Someone who is Vitragi, Sarvagya, Nitodeshi is known as Bhagwan. That is someone who is devoid of attachments, omniscient, and a well-being preacher is known as Bhagwan. The first two lines of this poem are the definition of Bhagwan. O God, devoid of attachments, that is your Vitragi, Sarvagya, that is omniscient, and a well-being preacher, that is Hitopadeshi. Excellent, Arush. So who is Bhagwan? Someone who is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopadeshi is known as Bhagwan. Excellent. Okay, for these three stanzas, any line you did not understand, any one of you? See, in the first four lines, what we have, first two lines defines the definition of Bhagwan, that Bhagwan is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopadeshi. The next two things says that we have to destroy what? We have to destroy the mithyatva, wrong belief. What is the wrong belief, mithyatva? Anybody remember about mithyatva?
Mithyatva is the belief that we are body.
Yeah, to believe something which is not existing. I mean, if something is red and we believe that it's black, then our belief is wrong. The same way, if I am soul and I am believing that I am this body, so my belief is a wrong belief. So that is mithyatva, right? Then next four lines speak about the four sins. Maybe be kind to all souls. That is maybe don't do violence. Then maybe don't do the falsehood, then we don't do the theft, and then we don't have the wrong intentions, or we practice the celibacy, right? These next four lines are clear to us, or any doubt do we have? Anybody has any doubt? Hello?
No.
No. Okay. The next four lines speak about to drink the satisfaction nectar, means to be satisfied. The fifth line says about we should not do pride and greed. That is, we should not, it is talking about the fifth sin and one of the passion. Okay. So, we should not do parigraha, that is accumulation, and our passions of pride and greed should also remain, you know, at very low level. We should not try those passions as well. Okay, we should not raise them. Correct? And what do we do? We should always have satisfaction. Yes, say.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said about satisfaction nectar. What did you say about it?
Satisfaction. We learnt about the story of that 99 club. Do you remember? There was a king, then there was this poor man, and he was very happy, and then the minister of the king dropped a packet of 99 golden coins in front of his house, and his all happiness was ruined. Remember?
Yeah,
why? Because he wasn't satisfied with the 99, but he was searching for that additional one coin to make his set of 100. So what we do not get satisfied in what is available, and we always keep searching for what is not available, right? So that is not being satisfied. So what we have, we should always be content or satisfied in what we have at present. So therefore, may we always drink the nectar of satisfaction. Because if we are satisfied in a situation, nobody can make us unhappy at that situation. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, but
you get it?
What,
Arjun?
Is it part of the sins or is it part of passions?
No. It's not a part of sin. It's not a part of passion. It's a other way of saying that we should not do accumulation. Accumulation is what we should have more. We should have more. I want 2 cars more. I want 2 clothes more. I should have 1 more apartment. So that is accumulation, right? But if I am satisfied in what I have now, I will not go for additional things, right? So it's one of the ways to stop accumulating. So be satisfied. If you are satisfied, you will not accumulate things. If you will not accumulate more things because you are content in what is available with you. So you will not go for more things, right? So in a way, it is a part to not commit the fifth sin, that is accumulation. But it's a separate thing. It's a noble thing to do, to be satisfied in whatever we have. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Arjun, am I clear? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so these two lines, nobody has any questions, right? We should not raise our pride and greed. That is, we should not ever do the accumulation and pride and greed. So the fifth of the sin and the two of the passions. Okay, man and lobe. Okay, and maybe always drink the satisfaction nectar. So that is, maybe always remain satisfied in all the situations with whatever available at that part of time with us. Okay. Now, may we always keep serving a Jain religion so divine. Means that we should always keep serving a Jain religion.
Hello?
And we should... Hello, yes, Natasha? Hello, what happened?
Oh no, I didn't have a question. I think that was somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, say Natasha, what question do you have?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay. Anybody has any questions?
No.
Okay. So maybe always keep serving a Jain religion for divine. So what happens here that many people, what they do, what do a Bhagwan give to us? What do Jirendra Bhagwan give to us? What do Ananta Parvashti give?
Jinvani?
Other than Jinvani, what is the use of Jinvani? I cannot, Jinvani will not give me any money, right? So what material thing our Bhagwan gives us? Arish, what does Bhagwan give? He makes you billionaire. He gives you with good marks. What does he give you? Arush.
I don't know.
No, but what do you think? What does he give you? Yes.
I really
Arush? Okay. Jaimin, what do Bhagwans give us? Ananta Parmeshti, what do they give us other than Jinvani or Divyadhwani?
Divyadhwani?
Other than that, Jinvani or Divyadhwani, same thing. Other than that?
Samavsharan?
No, he doesn't give us Samavsharan. Samavsharan is his property. Does he give us money? Does he make us billionaire, millionaire? Does he give us good marks in the examination?
No.
Does he make us learn everything?
No.
Can he make us learn this poem?
No.
No, Bhagwan cannot do that. Bhagwan can't do that. Yeah, Jaimin? He cannot give you money?
No. I don't know.
He doesn't have... Oh, you don't know? Okay. Arjun, what does he give us?
Other than Divya Jinvani,
What else?
He shows us the path of liberation.
That is the Divya Jinvani only. That is, he does through his voice only. So it's Divya Jinvani only. What other than that? I'm asking, does he give you money? Does he solve your problems? Does he come to save your problems from the problems of life, examination, or your enemies or anything? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Natasha, what does he do? Does he come to save you, or does he give you money, or does he make you pass with excellent marks in examinations? Natasha?
No. I think that they give us knowledge.
No. Other than knowledge, they don't give anything. Knowledge means what? They give you marks in examination?
No.
No. Okay, Diya, what do they give you other than Divyadvani and Jinvani? Anything other than this?
No.
Nothing. No. Okay, now, okay, we know this. Okay, we did this Dev Suti, and we know that our Bhagwan gives us nothing other than this Divyadvani and Jinvani, right? Now we get out of our home and I meet my friend, okay? And I ask him, so he said, oh, I just went to the church and Jesus Christ will give me good marks. And he'll give me money as well. So Jesus Christ will keep the things okay. So now see, our Bhagwan doesn't do anything. But Jesus Christ does. So now what we should do, we should follow Jesus Christ then, right? Hello. Oh, make it to Ram Bhagwan, Krishna Bhagwan. Have you heard the names of Ram, Krishna?
Yes.
Have you ever been to a Hindu temple, like a non-Jain temple? Anybody?
Yes.
Have you ever been to a non-Jain temple? They have... Okay, so what do they have in the temple? They have Krishna Bhagwan, they have Ram and Sita ji, right? Right?
Yes.
Hanuman ji. Hanuman ji, have you ever heard of about Hanuman ji? Right? So these all Bhagwans gives you everything. They give you money, they give you marks, they give you everything. So now... which God to choose? Ananda Parameshwari giving, or all the other God of the world which give you everything you want from them? Which Bhagwan will you choose? See, it's very important, okay? I'm just asking. Now, this is the main question. If Ananta Parameshwari doesn't give us anything, why should we pray to him? Why? Natasha? Anyone, take the lead. Explain us. Then we have Arjun's class as well today. Quickly.
Dear God, because he shows us the path of liberation and he...
as
enjoying the real happiness.
Yeah, so what? He is enjoying the happiness. He doesn't make us happy by giving us money. So we get happy with the money, with the good marks, but he is not giving us that. So he is happy and he is not making us happy. So in our turn, he is a selfish. Arjun Parameshwari is very selfish. They don't care about us. So why should we pray to Ananta Parameshwari? Why should not we go to Jesus or anybody else? Although there are so many, like there are plenty of gods other than Ananta.
Because money and everything else is not real happiness. And more
happiness. Okay, but at present though, I feel if I get rich, I will be happy. So what else? So if I am feeling the rich in that way, so our Bhagwan should give us that thing, na? I am so asking which Bhagwan to choose. If you have this option, if okay, we are learning it once in a week that okay, Devasthiti we should learn, or we have five parameshtis, or we should go down to five parameshtis. But these five parameshtis, none of the five parameshtis are giving us anything. So why should be a Jain even? Why shouldn't be a Christian or a Hindu? Because the Bhagwan at least give them something. Other Bhagwans don't give us anything. Okay, we should bow down to Jesus Christ or Hanumanji or Sitaji. We should bow down to them or not?
No.
Okay, Diya says no. Arjun, yes, no, or there is nothing wrong in bowing down to them. What do you think?
No.
No, we should not, okay. Jaimin, what do you think?
No.
Natasha, Arush?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So, you never bow down to Jesus Christ or Sita ji, Ram ji, Hanuman ji,
no.
Krishna ji? No one?
No.
No.
No one ever did? All of you? Right?
Yes.
Hello? Correct.
Probably
right?
When I was...
Yes or no? No one ever... What? What, Arjun?
I said possibly because when I was younger, I probably didn't know this and my parents probably took me to a temple.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just asking. Arjun, did anybody else?
No.
Okay, see. See, why do we don't do this, okay? See, first thing is that whatever we seek for, the money, the good marks, the good family, the good health, okay, whatever we seek for. And if we believe that they give us, so in a way, what are we being? We are actually being the beggar. We are going in the temple to beg from the God. And the God which makes us to beg, how can you be a good God? Is begging a good thing? To beg is a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad?
Hello. To beg, to be a poor... Who begs? A poor person begs, okay? So if we beg for money in front of God, how we are different from the poor guy who is begging on the street? Right? He begs on the street, we begs in a temple. So first thing is we should not beg. Because why should we beg in front of somebody? Okay? Let it be God. We cannot beg for anything because we are not the beggars. So the person who makes us beg in front of him, how can he be a good person? Actually, he is trying to be superior. Now, in turn, when we see our Bhagwan, Arhanta Parameshthi, he never tells us to beg in front of him. In turn, what he tells us, he himself tells us that, oh, why are you going down in front of me? You yourself are Bhagwan. Okay? When I go to any other temple, they tell down because they think they are superior and they will make me rich. When I come to Arhanta Parameshthi, he tells me not to bow down in front of him. He says, look at your own self, you yourself is Bhagwan. Now tell me, who is superior? That person who is making us beg is superior, or that person who is telling me that I am God is superior to me? Whom do you think is the greater one? Who is more superior, more supreme? The person who makes me beg, or the person who tells me, no, don't beg in front of me, you yourself is Bhagwan, look at your own self. Whom will you respect? Tell me. Hello? Did you write my question?
The one who tells me I'm my own.
oneself?
Right? The person who makes me beg cannot be a good person, right? Okay? Correct. Now, all agrees with me or anybody has some different opinion. We would not want somebody to force us to beg, right? Even in real life, if somebody comes and he makes us, you know, forcefully into the begging, is it go? How will you feel? You won't feel good. So what these people do, all the other religion, their God actually in a way force them to beg them. Otherwise, what will they do? The gods will harm you. If you not bow down to him, he will harm you. So this is one kind of a terrorism by God itself. He's saying, if you don't follow me, I'll hurt you. So what kind of this thing is? So itself, it shows that their bhagwans are not vitragi, that is passionless, and happiness without being passionless is not possible. Their bhagwans are not happy at all. And if you are not happy, how can you give me the happiness? Therefore, I never bow down in front of the unhappy people. I seek happiness, so I'll bow down in front of the person who has happiness. And my Arhanta Parmeshtis have happiness. My Siddhas Parmeshtis have happiness. Therefore, I only bow down in front of Arhantas and Siddhas. None other person of this world makes my head down in front of him. Right? You get it? So in life, never beg in front of anybody. Because we ourselves are Bhagwan, so we should never ever beg for anything. No matter how many difficulties do we have, but we should not beg in front of any murti or in any temple. Our Arantas do not give us anything, so begging in front of him is not a question. Why will he beg when he doesn't give us anything? So he says that we are Bhagwans. Why shouldn't in turn we should what? What should we do? We should always try to introspect. Bhagwan is saying I am Bhagwan. What is he saying that I am God too? So we should always keep searching the answer for this. And one day we ourselves will become the real Bhagwan. Okay? So we should maybe always keep serving our Jain religion for divine. That there is no other such divine religion other than Jainism. So religion, because any other religion than Jain religion is going to make us beg, nothing else, and they'll never ever give us the money, because there we see that many people who cry, who keeps uttering the names of their gods and still they remain poor, or they have so many difficulties, or you know, there are many things. So there's none other supreme religion than Jainism, and we should always keep serving our Jain religion so divine. So we should not go to the temples of other gods, other than Jain gods, and we should never ask anybody for anything, any god for anything. Okay? We should be satisfied with whatever available. If we are satisfied, then what is the need to beg? What is the need to hope that I should get this as well? Okay? Oh, so sorry, Arjun's class now. We got the meaning of these two lines, that we should always serve our Jain religion, and none other religion is so divine as my religion. So my religion is supreme. So I should always keep serving the Jain religion. Everybody got it? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, Arjun, please start your class. Okay, Arjun? I'm so sorry I took your time. Take your time easily. If you cannot conclude it today, we'll conclude it in the next session. Start. Okay, so Arjun is going to teach us a lesson. Listen carefully and then he'll be asking the questions. Okay, Arjun.
So I did, for my class, I'm teaching you guys Dev Darshan. And Dev Darshan is the kind of steps or path we take to go to a holy temple. And it starts off with waking up early, and then you cleanse yourself. That means to like have a shower, brush your teeth, floss your teeth, just any way to cleanse yourself. And then you put on clean clothes so that you can look respectable. respectful. And soon after you put clean clothes on, you take a clean gift for God or Lord. And another word for this gift is darva. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. So I'd like to ask a question now to Jamin. Why do we put on clean clothes in the morning just before we leave for a temple?
So we have respect for the God?
Yeah. Good job. So after we get a gift, we leave for the holy temple. And as we arrive, just outside the temple, we take our shoes off. And I believe that's to also be respectful to God and everyone else around you. So then make sure you don't bring any leather items into a temple, because leather items, it symbolizes the kind of killing of an animal. And in Jainism, we believe in not killing animals. And if there's water just outside the temple, you should use that to clean your hands and feet. And that cleanses your feet and hands. So, Arush,
yes?
I'd like to ask you a question. Why don't we bring leather items into a temple?
We don't bring leather items in because it includes animal skin, and in Jain religion we don't believe in killing animals.
Great job. So just before we enter a temple, we say Nisahi, Nisahi, Nisahi. And Nisahi, if I'm pronouncing it correct, means that we leave all thoughts and activities of this mundane life behind. And as we enter, we want to focus on our Jain religion. And then you go to kind of a statue of a god. If you've ever gone to a Jain religion, there's lots of them around. And then you say this sacred kind of prayer, which goes, Om Jai 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 Namostan Namostan Namostan. Unfortunately, I could not remember what this prayer meant. But I'm sure Anubhavji could tell us.
Yes. This is pronounced as Om Jai 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 Namostu Namostu Namostu. Means we are bowing down. So I bow down. Okay, so Namostu means to, you know, greet Bhagwan. Okay? By bowing down. Okay.
Thank you, Anub. And after
continue.
What was that, Anubhavji? I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
Yeah, continue. Okay.
Okay.
Continue.
After you say this prayer, you can continue with your Namokar mantra and your Char Mangals. After you finish saying your Namokar mantra and your four mangals, you bow down again to the statue of Lord or Dev. And after that, you have, there's usually meals being provided, so you can have a meal. And then through the afternoon, you can listen to the classes of scriptures going on. And then at the end of the day, you can go home. And what Dev Darshan, the good of all this is it brings peace to the soul, purifies our thoughts, and yeah, and so also we can understand our soul so that someday we can obtain ourselves godhood. Does anyone have any questions?
No questions.
I'm done. That was my class.
Anybody have any question to Arjun?
Nah.
Arjun, I have one question.
Yes?
Like when we go inside the temple and we recite the prayers, right? After that, what do we do?
After we recite... prayers, we bow down to Dave.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, we make one round around the statue, but I do not exactly remember what that symbolizes.
Okay, does anyone else remember, like, how many times do we go around the statue?
Oh, yeah, we go around them three times.
Three times. Okay, and what is that called?
A parikrama.
It's called
circumambulation. Okay. So three times we go around the North altar, right? Good. Yeah,
okay, Arjun, I have one question. Arjun?
Yes? Yeah.
I have one question. Where do we get meals inside the temple?
What was that, Anubhuti? I'm sorry. I did not understand the...
Where do we get meals? You said, no, we should eat meals. We get meals. Inside the temple, do we get?
In the temples I've gone to, there's usually a room where you pray for prayers. It's usually a huge room. And then outside that room, in a different room, there's usually somewhere where meals are being provided.
Okay. Generally, when we go to the temple, right, we go to the Lord, we do three circumambulations, parikrama. We speak all the prayers that we have, Ramokarman, Chittari, Mangal, Pad, Dev, Suti, whichever we remember, okay? We go, we take three rounds. Now, if you remember how to do pujan, so we do the pujan of Bhagwan, okay? Otherwise, if there is discourse going on in classes, the Jain classes or Jain pravachan, if they are going on the temple, we should listen to the to those pravachan, and then otherwise we should try to sit and read on our own something for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, any time, and we should try to think, oh, I am also soul, Bhagwan is saying I am Bhagwan, so how am I Bhagwan? Okay, so this is the, and after that we come back to our homes, and then at homes we take meals and breakfast and anything. In a temple, we don't eat. Outside temple, it is okay. And while we go inside the temple, we should not go with the, like, after eating food, you should always drink some water and only, I mean, to clean your mouth. So with the, like, you know, not without cleaning your mouth, you should never go into the temple. So we should always, after eating something, you drink water, and then only you get inside the temple. Okay? So... we do not get, generally, we do not get meals in the temple. But yeah, it might be the way you went. It might be the case, like, but it's always outside the temple. Inside the premises of temple, like, where Bhagwan is, or Actually, the whole temple, a hole inside the temple, we should not eat anything. It's always outside the temple, if there is a separate hall or separate something, okay? Okay, fine. It was very good, Arjun, okay? I want every kid to go and read this PowerPoint again, the study material of the Darshan. In this, everything is written, okay? Like, tree circumambulation is also written in this. Okay, so you'll read it, so you'll get it. Okay, anybody have any other question? Hello?
No questions.
No questions? Okay, okay. So, what did we learn today? If we have all about Dev Darshan, how do we Dev Darshan? And their Dev, our Bhagwan, that he doesn't give us anything, but he's the happiest thing. He doesn't make us a beggar. He actually makes us God. So, therefore, we bow down to him. We do the Darshan of Bhagwan. And therefore, we always have to, bow down in front of only Ananta Parameshthi, and none other Bhagwan of the world make us bow down our heads in front of them, because we do not beg, we just admire the happiness, and only our Bhagwan has happiness, therefore we bow down in front of them. Okay? Okay? Okay, so what we'll do now today is we'll conclude, open my introduction PowerPoint, and we all will sing together and we'll conclude, okay? The PowerPoint of my introduction. If you have any questions, okay, remember what are five, like five Kalyanak, five sins, five Parameshthis, then four Mangal, four Uttam, four Sharan, then four Passions, four Gatis also, we didn't do that, but four Gatis, then three are the Gurus, and three are the Worlds, okay, so remember these things. Everybody opened my introduction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start together. Just try to sing, okay? Don't try to match it with other people. Just keep singing, okay? Don't listen to others. Just keep singing. Pure soul is my name.
Knowing alone
is my name.
Perfection is my home. Filled with perfection is my throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address. No copper cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and nowhere to roam. Real exultance and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul. My pain is to know alone. We shall
discriminate the self from others,
meditate
upon our soul and renounce the aversions. We shall have a spiritual voice. My home is full of happiness.
I guess we lost Anubhavji, but anyways, we are done with the class. So thanks to everyone. We are just going to start our Chaudhara class now. Thank you to everyone.
Hey, Janendra.